This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Expert team investigates devastating Tilgaon flood and landslide in Humla district. Four parliamentary committees meet today to shape the country's budget for the fiscal year 2025-26. And two Israeli embassy staff shot dead near Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. Now the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast that both the rainfall and temperature will be above average during this year's monsoon season. Releasing its seasonal monsoon outlook yesterday, the department said that both temperature and rainfall were expected to exceed the average this monsoon, which could lead to increased impacts on natural disasters and human health. Presenting the seasonal monsoon outlook for the year 2025, Chief of the Climate Section under the department, Bibhuti Pokhrel, said that there was a likelihood of above average rainfall in most parts of the country during the four monsoon months, that is from June 1st to September 30. At the same time, the maximum and minimum temperatures across the country are also likely to be above average. Responding to the monsoon outlook, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Deepak Kharka, stressed that early warnings should be issued in a timely manner and communicated effectively to the local levels. Experts said that extreme weather events have been increasing in the country, and this year's monsoon forecast of above average precipitation suggests that the early preparedness should begin as soon as possible. Four parliamentary committees are meeting today to discuss the fiscal year 2025-26 budget, public complaints, federalism and disaster management as per the Federal Parliament Secretariat. The Finance Committee of the House of Representatives has discussed budget priorities with the National Planning Commission, FNCCI and CNI to address economic challenges like low capital expenditure and youth migration. The Public Accounts Committee of the House of Representatives, which convened today, reviewed complaints about financial irregularities and governance issues. Likewise, two National Assembly committees are being held today. A team of experts has reached Humla district in Karnali province to study the catastrophic flood and landslide that struck Tilgaon in Namkha rural municipality, ward number 6, on the night of the 15th of May. The disaster, triggered by a sudden surge of muddy water and debris, caused extensive damage to critical infrastructure, including water supply systems, irrigation facilities and electricity networks. According to the local reports, 18 families remain displaced, living under tarps due to the ongoing fears of further floods. Preliminary assessments suggest that the landslide may have been caused by water bursting from melting snow, sweeping away soils and debris. However, the exact cause of the massive flood remains unclear, prompting a detailed investigation. A three-member expert team led by Senior Divisional Engineer Susil Kumar Shrestha from the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority reached Simikot, the district headquarters, on Wednesday morning. Initial findings indicate that the water from two glacier lakes located approximately 5,300 meters above sea level may have triggered the flood. The expert team is expected to release a comprehensive report identifying precise cause of the disaster and its impacts. The investigation aims to provide clarity on the disaster's origins and guide efforts to mitigate future risk in the vulnerable region. The number of tourists visiting Rara Lake, one of Nepal's premier tourist destinations in Mugu district of Karnali province, has surged despite challenges like difficult road access and limited accommodation facilities. The lake, renowned for its natural beauty, has attracted both domestic and international visitors, including groups of students, teachers and foreigners. According to Rara National Park, more than 13,000 tourists visited the lake in the first 10 months of the fiscal year. Park records show that by the end of mid-May, 13,014 tourists have visited, including 12,761 Nepali, 208 foreign and 45 SAARC country nationals. Park Chief Mahesh Nyupane noted that the tourist arrivals peak during spring season and again during the Dasain Tihar festival season. Currently, issues like road blockages during the rainy season and inadequate hotel facilities hinder prolonged visits, limiting the region's tourism potential. Despite these challenges, Rara National Park has outperformed other tourist destinations in Karnali, generating over 1.97 million rupees in revenue this fiscal year. The park has made significant strides in controlling poaching, improving management, and conserving forest products and wildlife. However, the low number of foreign tourists highlights the need for better infrastructure and promotional efforts to boost international arrivals and maximize economic benefits for the region. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. Two Israeli embassy staff have been shot dead outside a Jewish museum in downtown Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. The BBC cited officials as saying the man and women were a couple and were killed while leaving an event focused on helping Gazans at the Capitol Jewish Museum. The Israeli ambassador to the United States said that they were about to be engaged and the man had purchased a ring this week. The suspect has been detained and identified by police as a 30-year-old man. Police say he shouted "Free Palestine" after being taken into custody, and officials will look into ties to potential terrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump said that the attack was sad and based obviously on anti-Semitism, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that security will be increased for Israeli representatives at diplomatic missions worldwide. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudar Paschim Province, and the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Expert team investigates devastating Tilgaon flood and landslide in Humla district. Four parliamentary committees meet today to shape the country's budget for fiscal year 2025-26. And two Israeli embassy staff shot dead near Jewish Museum in Washington, D.C. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.